sitting there thinking about it as they were singing some of the songs of Zion, that how great God is. It don't matter where you're at. It don't matter if you're in a different county, a different city, a different state, or even a different country. Amen. God is still God. And I think we lose sight of that a little bit this day and time. Brother Jeff will tell you that a lot of people say, well, it's better over at my church than it is over at your church. Well, amen, if we're serving the same God, it's all good then. And all this morning, amen, I just want to ask that you pray for us just for a minute. Amen, that if you come to hear to see what the man of God is going to bring, you've come for the wrong reason. Amen, you need to come for what God wants in your life. Amen, I've heard a lot of great messages down through my years. Amen, but the ones that are most precious to me, brother, is the one that God sent from above. Amen, that got down into the innermost parts of my soul. Amen, and let me realize where I truly stood. Amen, you say, preacher, I don't get those kinds. A lot of times we don't. Amen, but I'm telling you this morning, amen. Amen, if God speaks to your heart, don't you worry about what, amen, I'm doing or what nobody else is doing. Amen, you just make sure that you and God, amen, get it squared away. Amen, there's a lot of folks in our day and time, amen, it's living under the assumption, amen, that they're going to have a time and a space, amen, to talk this thing over. Amen, but I want to tell you this morning, amen, that whatever state, amen, that death finds you in, amen, this morning, that's how you're going to meet God, and no other way. Amen, over in 2 Peter, amen, chapter number 2, amen, some very familiar reading, amen, if you read your Bible much, amen, but in 2 Peter chapter 2, starting in verse number 4, it says, for if God spared, amen, not the angels that sinned, amen, but cast them down into hell and delivered them into chains of darkness, amen, to be reserved unto judgment, amen, and spared not the old world, but save Noah, amen, and the eighth person, a preacher, amen, whose righteousness bringeth in the flood upon the world, amen, of the ungodly, amen, and turning into the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, amen, into ashes and condemn them, amen, the will of an overthrow, he said, making them an example, amen, of those, amen, that after should be, that should live ungodly, amen, and deliver just Lot. Amen. Vexed with a filthy conversation. Amen. Of the wicked. He said, for the righteous man dwelleth among them. Amen. In seeing and hearing. Amen. And vexed his righteousness. So, amen. From day to day. Amen. With their unlawful deeds. And it said, and the Lord knoweth how to deliver a godly out of the temptations. Amen. And to reserve. Amen. The unjust. Amen. And to the day of judgment, amen, to be punished. Our dear kind gracious heavenly Father, Lord, as we come to you, amen, this morning, God, we just ask, amen, that you just anoint everyone, amen, that you hide us behind the cross, amen, that you just do that, it'll be pleasing unto you, amen, that everyone here this morning, amen, God, will find that special place, amen, that they'll be able to worship you, amen, in spirit and in truth, amen, and God, if there's any here lost and undone, amen, that today would be the day, amen, that they'd realize where they truly stand, amen, for us in Jesus' holy sweet name we pray, amen and amen, amen. Now you just pray just for a minute, amen, as we try to bring, amen, what God's laid on our heart, amen, but our thought this morning will be, amen, that there's always hope, amen, there's always a hope, amen, as long as there's breath in this body, amen, as long as God lets the sun come up in the east, amen, and set in the west, amen, there's always hope, amen. You say, preacher, you don't know the circumstance, amen, that I'm in, amen, but I just read, amen, that God himself, amen, will prepare, amen, a a way out for you.
You
know what bothers me? Hey, man, Brother Jail. Hey, man, you get around folks, and they'll say, God just ain't listening to me. Hey, man, I want to beg your pardon. Hey, there's a lot of folks that don't realize, hey, man, that you got to seek after what God, hey, man's got in store. Hey, man, Brother Jeff, hey, thank God. Hey, man, owes it to them. Hey, man, to pick them up out of this situation. Hey, man, and set them down over here. Hey, man, but glory to God. I read in my Bible, amen, where it said, amen, the disciples rejoiced, amen, because they were persecuted on his behalf. We don't know what persecution is. We think somebody talks bad about us, we're being persecuted. Amen, we think if somebody, amen, get a few pastors on tea. Amen, y'all brother and pastor know what I'm talking about. Amen, now folks get mad at you at a drop of a hat. Amen, they think you ought to just be able to fix anything and everything. Amen, and all this other. Amen, but I want to tell you what. Amen, even those come to Jesus Christ himself. Amen, and they say, amen, what should we do? Amen, should we do this? Amen, or should we do that? He said, our Father said to do this. Amen, but what thus saith you? Amen, Brother Jeff. Amen, some people need to realize they don't need to get advice from man no more. Amen, but they need to get advice from God above. Where are they truly at? How you walking? Amen, preacher, you ever fall short every day? Amen, every day of my life. Amen, people say, amen, what keeps you going? Amen, I told this brother, amen, sitting here, amen, it done my soul good. Amen, to see Brother Blake. Amen, I want to tell you, Brother Blake, you've been a blessing to me. Amen, I remember, amen, when Blake was just a little old bitty boy, amen, running around. Amen, it does my heart good, Brother Jeff. Amen, to see some of them young'uns, amen, that was once running around, amen, being leaders in the church again. Why is that? God will find a place. Amen. People say, well, I just ain't got nothing to do around the church. Hey, man, I tell you what, if you're saying that, the devil's already got you right where he wants you. Hey, man, why is that? Somebody that says they ain't got nothing to do around the church. Hey, man, it's somebody that's already running her down. Hey, man, it's somebody that's already causing envy and strife. Hey, man, it's somebody that ain't willing to seek out the will of God. Hey, man, in our life. Hey, man, I tell you. Hey, man, I tell this all the time in places I go. Amen, Leanne. My wife, we met in church. Amen, you know what God done. Amen, I saved when I was 6 years old. Amen, but I got away from the Lord. Amen, a friend of mine invited me to church. Amen, Brother Jeff. And you know what I'm talking about. Amen, all of a sudden there's this little old dark-haired girl. Amen, came in with a peach dress on. Amen, I fell in love with her right then and there. Didn't have a clue who she was. Had to run her down. But you know what? I told my grandmother, that was on Sunday night, that Monday. I told my grandmother, I said, I've seen the girl I'm going to marry. And she said, who is she? I said, I don't know her name. Amen, but I'm going to marry her. And guess what? I purposed in my heart that I was going to marry that woman. Lord's willing. Me and her have been together for 20 years. Amen. It's coming to maybe 21. We got two precious boys back there. Hey, man, you know what happened? I wasn't willing to take no for an answer. You say, preacher, what has that got to do about with me going to work around God's house? Hey, man, if you want something to do around God's house, hey, man, you seek God's face. And I promise you, God will give you something to do in his work. You don't believe it? Let's go back to what I just read. Amen. Amen. In Genesis chapter number 6, Starting in verse number 1, you'll start reading about, amen, brother, how that God said that man was wicked. Amen, and everything that he'd ever done was wicked. Amen, even the thought thereof. Amen, but you know what? There was one old boy. Amen, that God, amen, that had instilled a little something in. Amen, what was his name? His name was Noah, and he never turned to the ways of the world. What did he do?
Thank God for Noah.
He started preaching. He started preaching. Hey, man, we don't know nothing about persecution. Can you imagine what Noah went through? Come on, man, it never rained a day in it before. Hey, man, they didn't know what rain was. Hey, man, Noah started building. He said, brother, there's coming a great day coming. He said, there's judgment coming. He said, rain's going to fall from heaven in a way that we've never seen. He said, this place is going to be destroyed. Amen, folks milked him every day. Amen, they made fun of him. Amen, but glory to God, what happened? The rains came.
Yeah.
Noah didn't know when they was coming. He didn't know when the water was going to rise. He just knew it was coming. Sodom and Gomorrah. You don't think we live in a vacuum out there in this world today? That's all Sodom and Gomorrah was. Y'all was a huge vacuum cleaner. The Bible said that Abraham and Lot, God had blessed both of them. We all know the story. Hey, man, their kinsmen started striving with one another, their herdsmen and this, that, and the other. Hey, man, and Abraham, I said, I perceive it be good. Hey, man, that we separate. Hey, man, glory to God. Hey, man, you know what? You can't start serving God till you separate yourself, hey, man, from the world this morning. That's the only way you can serve God. But oh Lord, amen, and I tell you, I can see old Abraham now. Amen, he was heartbroken. Amen, why is that? He loved Lot. Amen, Lot meant everything to him. Amen, but you know what? He wasn't willing to let his family stand between him and God.
Amen, that's right, Brother Brown.
There's been times I've had to make a stand when my family didn't agree with what I was standing on. But I ain't going to compromise that word. I don't care who you are. I don't care, amen, what a society you belong to. If that Bible right there at King James 16:11 calls it sin, amen, and I tell you somewhere else we've got, there's no such thing as big sin and little sin. People say, well, it'll be all right. It ain't nothing major. I tell you what the Bible says. It says for them to know to do right and do it not. Amen, it's sin this morning. Amen, we got sin in our life. Amen, which hampering our work with God.
Yeah.
No, Abraham turned, told Lot, he said, choose. If you go south, I'll go north. He said, if you go this way, I'll go that way. Hey, man, the Bible said that Lot turned and looked and towards the well water plains, hey, man, of Sodom and Gomorrah. Hey, man, I, without a doubt, the Bible don't say this, but I believe this with all my heart. I believe old Uncle Abraham pulled him over to the side and said, son, watch out. You walking on dangerous ground. And Lot said, Uncle, ain't no way I'd ever step foot in that place. He said, I'm just going to graze by it and then go on down the road. Hey, man. And that's the way the devil is. Hey, man, we'll promise God that we'll never step foot in those places. We'll just graze right on by. But I want to tell you something. It will pull us in. Lot didn't go inside the city to begin with.
God bless you.
He started well out there on the plains. But through temptation and all these other things, he kept getting closer. Closer and closer. There for a while, he even let his family go in and he stayed on the outside. You read it, said he stayed at the gate. Wouldn't go in. But you know what? He finally succumbed to that temptation. But you know what? God didn't forget where he was at. Well, God was going to destroy it, preacher. It was Abraham. need to read your Bible. Bible said that God came to Abraham and just told him what he was going to do. Amen. What was it? God knew what kind of man Abraham was. Amen. He knew that he wanted that he'd get down one-on-one with him. Amen. And plead on Lot's behalf. He knew that he was willing to stand in the hedge. Amen. To find that place in the gap. Amen. To willing to go when nobody else would. What happened to our church members? They used to didn't ask. Didn't worry about what they had on. Amen. Or where they lived at, Brother Jeff. Amen. I'm talking about them old deacons that get call their pastor up and say, Pastor, amen, just want to let you know. Amen. Me and some of the brethren going to go see some of those folks that ain't been in a while. Amen. You can't get nobody to go visit.
God.
Those. And much less go visit the lost anymore. Might find ourselves in a rough spot. You might find yourself in a rough spot if you don't go. Why? Because we don't know. Hey, man, I tell you, a lot of y'all know Brother Houghton Williams, and I'd never heard this, and I'm just not rambling, but the Lord really touched me the other Sunday. Amen. We was in meeting with him up there at Mount Tabor, and he got talking about, amen, when his daddy got saved. He said, there have been a lot of preachers come by and invite daddy to go to church. He said, but daddy was putting in a septic tank. He said, finally, there was one of them walked up and got talking to him. Amen, took his coat off and got in the ditch with him for a little while and preached to him. What happened? Amen. We walk by the door all day long, y'all. But every now and then we got to go in. Amen. We invite folks. It's real easy at the ball games, at Walmart, in the grocery store. But every now and then, I know I've been there. I've been there when I said it. I've been in a shape in my life when I said, God, just send somebody by. Just send them by my way to help me out. Give me words of encouragement. That's what Abraham was, y'all. He was one that was willing to go knock on the door on Lot's behalf. We all know how it come, but y'all, it didn't stop there. Didn't stop there. Come on down through. And if you'll read in that fourth and in that ninth verse, y'all, there's a day coming. We don't know when it is. But you know what's coming? The day of judgment. The day of judgment. Hey, a lot of folks say, Preacher, no, you ain't right. Yeah, I am. Hey, man, Brother Jeff, I read it real plain. Hey, man, the Bible said that there's a day coming. Hey, man, that when God the Father turns to God the Son and says, go get my church. Hey, man, and glory to God. Hey, man, the Bible said in a moment and in a twinkling of an eye, hey, man, we'll be changed from here to there. But he says, the sheep shall be on the right, goats shall be on the left. Folks, there's a day coming that God Himself is going to require of each and every one that's under the sound of my voice an answer. An answer. But you know what? I'd hate to know that I was sitting there trying to figure out what answer I was going to give God. I ain't got no answer. Only thing I can do is just point back to a Thursday afternoon fall revival at Mount Tabor Baptist Church. Amen. Back there where the steps of the baptistry's at. Amen. That's the only answer I got. Place where I got saved.
Right.
If you try to give God anything else, you live in a lie. And it'll catch up with you. But if God didn't spare the whole world, said He didn't spare the angels that sinned, a lot of folks don't believe in that one neither. It amazes me how many folks don't know the Bible now. You know why? Because they don't read and study. They'd rather somebody tell them what they want to hear. But you know what? I got a lot of confidence in that man right there. If it wouldn't, I wouldn't be down here. When he called me the other night, if I didn't have no confidence in you, Brother Jeff, I wouldn't have come. Brother, I love you. I know what he preaches. I know what he stands on. Hey, man, but now I'm going to tell you something. Hey, man, don't you take it for that man's word as it being gospel. You get in this book and you find out for yourself that it's gospel. Then you'll know. Then you will know. But he said the angels that sinned, the old world, Sodom and Gomorrah, said all of them were cast aside. Sodom and Gomorrah was to be an example for those that lived ungodly.
God bless you.
Folks, you can try to justify what you're doing to me, to Brother Jeff, and everybody else. You ain't got to justify nothing to me. But I'm going to ask you this morning. Will it stand up before God?
Bless him, God.
Whatever you're doing in your life today, will it stand up before God? Was God pleased with what you're actually doing? You can hide anything from the world, from those around you, but you can't hide it from God. Can't hide it from God. The Bible said that Lot was vexed. You know what that word vexed means? Tormented. Lot done everything he could to fit in Sodom and Gomorrah. But he was tormented. Why? He didn't belong in there.
That's right, brother.
He didn't belong in there. If you've been saved by the grace of God, you ain't going to fit in out in the world. You're going to be tormented. Folks, it blows my mind to see people struggle with their spiritual life, trying, to straddle the fence. If you've truly been saved by the grace of God, you've got to get in on God's side.
Amen.
That's the only way you're going to be happy.
Amen.
And if you don't belong to God, guess what? You can't go to meeting. You can run off a little emotion and you can put on a show, but you can't go to meeting. You can't go to meeting. You can't get in a place and I know. I'd backslid one time. I know what it's like to sit there and watch everybody around you. Hey, man, you got it popping up and you're thinking, boy, I'd like to get right there, but I can't.
Yeah,
you know why I couldn't? Because I didn't want to. Didn't want to. I'd rather kept myself miserable instead of coming to an old-fashioned altar and repenting and asking God to help me. We all fall short every day. Every day. But you know what? We're trying to find somewhere to close. But is God pleased with our life today? What we're truly doing for Him today? You say, I'm at church. That ain't what I'm talking about. If you think that's what I'm talking about, you've already missed it. God ain't showed it to you. What I'm talking about is what's deep down in your heart. What makes you get out of bed every morning? How many of you, when you first roll over, thank God for you just be able to turn over?
God bless you.
In this day's market and economy, I know folks that get up and they complain about their job every day that they got. I told one here a while back, I said, I tell you what, dude, you go right down there and rust down the road where my office is, the Georgia Department of Labor. I said, you stand out there and gripe all them folks coming in there. Go down there to that daddy that's trying to do all he can to put food on his table for his wife and his kids. This, that, and the other. You say, preacher, it's perilous times. Yeah, it's hard times right now in America, but you know what? God is still in control. God is still in. And I read it pretty plain over there. It says, any nation that would what? Amen. Turn to Him, repent, confess that He'd heal their land. Heal their land.
Amen.
Folks, where are you at with God this morning? Where are you at with God this morning? A lot of y'all don't know me. I've been 23 plus years in the fire service. I've seen a lot of folks leave this walks of life in my career. I've picked folks up out of the middle of the pews of churches. I've got them on the road headed home. I've got them on the road going too. But you know what? I guarantee you, if we could go back in time, didn't none of them ever say, today's the day I'm going to die.
That's right, Brother Brown.
Today's the day that I'm going to die. We all want to live to be old. That's human nature, y'all. There's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
But what we got to make sure is, if death catches us, how are we standing? How are we standing, brother?
Amen.
How are we standing?
That's right.
Because in that last part of that verse, he said he reserved all of that. Said he could find a place for the godly to be pulled out of their temptation. But the punishment of the ungodly was reserved for the judgment.
That's right.
Jesus Christ is the judgment, y'all. He is the judgment. They get a verse of some song, come around, Brother Jeff, ever how you want to do this, step out front. We're going to sing a verse of some song. But if the Lord has asked you and showed you where you truly stand with Him, you better get an old-fashioned altar. You better get one-on-one. You say, preacher, I got all the time in the world. Do you? Do you? It's just like I said, and I guarantee you, you walk around some of these older brothers and sisters that God has blessed with a little time and age, they'll tell you, says, you better live it the way you need to live it, because you'll turn around and it'll be gone.
Amen.
It'll be gone. My daddy's 65-year-old. My daddy's 3 inches taller than I am and a whole lot bigger man than I am. But you know what I've noticed? In the last 15 years, my daddy has went from a man that I used to look up to now I can almost look him eye to eye. Age is catching up with him. He's slowing down. All these different things. And he'll look at me and things that he used to pick up by himself and put in the truck. In the back of the truck, he calls me and my oldest boy and say, y'all got to come help me load it. I can't pick it up no more. What happened? He's getting weak. Folks, we can't turn around and say, I wished I'd have done this yesterday. Can't fix that. I can't say, well, I'm going to do this tomorrow, because I'm not guaranteed tomorrow. The only thing we can take care of is the now. The now is the only thing we control. God, that's what behind us is already gone. God controls that in front of us. The only thing we got any input in is the now. So we rise to our feet. If you feel the need to pray this morning, you come on.